بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته Imam Hussein alayhi salam, praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ilahi, inna ikhtilafa tadbirika wa sur'ata tawa'im qadirik mana'a ibadaka al-arifina bik an al-sukun ila ata'in wal-ya'si minka fi bala'a. After the two sentences that we discussed in previous nights about his absolute dependence and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledgement of his poverty and ignorance, then Imam says, my Lord, the change, salam alaykum, in the way that you plan for the things.
Thank you.
There are so many changes that happen. So many different conditions of life that we go through. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for you to be alone. Sometimes you are with family, with friends, lots of supporters. Sometimes you are poor, sometimes you are rich, sometimes you are healthy, sometimes you are ill. Sometimes for some month or years you see no problem in your life. Sometimes every day a problem happens. So there are different conditions. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says that when I reflect on this change of the plans, وَسُرْعَةَ طَوَاءِ مَقَادِيرِكَ, and that quickly different procedures come into place and come into effect, as if you are taken from one track, put on the other track. This track is going, for example, to this direction, then you are put in that direction. Lots of changes that happen. When we reflect on these two, if we are a person with sophisticated knowledge, as Imam says, mana'a ibadaka al-arifina bik, those who are real arif, those who have real understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they reflect on these things, they realize that they should have two ideas, two convictions. One is that they must never be pleased. They must never be thinking that the current situation is good and is not going to change and this is guaranteed for me. They should never have sukun ila ata. Means you must not be confident about the current situation. Never say, I am not going to face any problem. Never say that, you know, I have, inshallah, you know, so much money to spend that I will never become poor. There were people who were very rich, but when, for example, you know, Saddam Hussein invaded Iran, many of these rich families over a day and night they became poor. No house, no car, no money, nothing. I remember at that time I was very young, you know, a teenager, and we used to go every summer to Mashhad. We stayed in a place and our neighbor was a very good family from Khurramshah, the city of Khurramshah. And he was spending lots of money on his family and was very rich. After a few weeks, that was in summer, and you know, Saddam attacked Iran about September. So after a few weeks, we had a call that we have nothing. We have gone to another port in southern Iran. Even they didn't have a blanket. They didn't have, you know, anything to cook. So overnight, rich people became very poor. Sometimes overnight, a person who has everything loses everything. Look at, for example, Hosni Mubarak. He had all the power in a day. Now he's in prison. So you can never say that what I have is going to remain. Sometimes your children are very good and nice. All of a sudden, you see, they become, you know, very aggressive, and they always, you know, create trouble for you. So you should never have sukun ila ata. Means don't be confident. Don't rely on what Allah has given you, because this may be taken away anytime. But on the other hand, they should not have al-ya's fi bala. When there is calamity, you shouldn't think that this calamity is not going to finish, so I should be despaired. So, good things can change, but also bad things can change. A real arif, a real person who has knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows that whether it is a time of ease or difficulty, a time of, you know, having good condition or bad condition, everything is in his hand. He can change things to better or to worse. So never rely on what you have. Never rely on your resources and contacts and, I don't know, experiences and knowledge and efficiency and qualifications. And never be despaired if all people of the world are against you. Just have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can keep good things for you, and He can change bad things to good things for you. At the same time, He can take away everything from you. So only you should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam says, إِنَّ اخْتِلَافَ تَدْبِيرِكَ. The change in your plans. Tadbir means planning. وَسُرْعَةَ طَوَائِ مَقَادِيرِكَ. How quickly the decisions of Allah actualize, realize, materialize. Very quickly. He doesn't need to wait. Sometimes He waits for us, but He doesn't need to wait for Himself. You know, sometimes I am ready waiting for you to come. Sometimes I myself need to wait because I'm not prepared. Allah doesn't need to prepare Himself. He gives people chance, so sometimes Allah is waiting for us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah would not change the affairs of people unless they themselves change. So, if Allah is not changing, you shouldn't think that He needs preparation. He needs resources. No. If He decides to do things, He will do it. But He wants to give us opportunity. Otherwise, if He wants to decide it, regardless of us, He can do it anytime. So, very quickly the things can change, and when we reflect on these two, we realize that we should not be confident about endurability of Allah's blessing, and at the same time we should not be despaired about calamities and difficulties. So a mu'min is always in the state of fear and hope. He is never completely hopeful, free from worries, and is never fully fearful and worried without hope. You should have the right balance. Elahi, minni ma yaliqu billu'mi, wa minka ma yaliqu bikaramik. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, oh Allah, I have to be honest. I have lots of problems. I am not even happy with myself. So I'm sure that you are not happy with me. Because we are human beings with lots of problems. But, O Allah, whatever I have done is something which fits into my nature. What do you expect from a human being with all the limitations, with all the problems that a human being faces? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. We have created man and we know how his soul brings all different temptations. Allah knows our bad desires. Allah knows how sometimes we get angry, how sometimes we are very hasty. He knows. So, if I am doing something bad, this is something that I accept. I take the responsibility, but at the same time, please be kind with me, because as a human being, you know how much I struggle. I have enemies outside and inside. I have shaitan who is my enemy. I have my own soul who is my enemy. So please be very kind and patient with me, because this is what a person like me can do. If I am left to myself, this is what is going to happen. But on the other hand, وَمِنْكَ مَا يَلِيقُ بِكَرَمِكَ. But when it comes to you, you are totally different. Nothing good can come out of you. You are only source of kindness and mercy and love and generosity. We never expect anything bad happening from you. So now we have to restore our relation with Allah by accepting our meanness and our need and our problems. And on the other hand, to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are so perfect, so good, so kind, that we only expect from you to send us your good. Don't look at me and say, I give you according to what you have done. I have nothing. So you please come and help me. This humbleness works. But if someone, you know, with arrogance says, oh Allah, I have done so much ibadah. I have done so many good things despite all the problems. No one is like me. Look what other people are doing. They go to the pubs, you know, they spend money on gambling. Look at me, I am here in Husseiniyah doing mourning for Imam Hussein. Who is better than me in this town? So if you speak like this, then Allah would say, okay, let me take away my support for you and see, you would be worse than them. It's my love for you, it's my support for you that you are honored to be among good people. If Allah leaves us to ourselves for a moment, you would see we become worse than the bad people. So this humbleness is very important. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam is champion in this battle against shaitan and against the lower self. So منني ما يليق باللقمي ومنك ما يليق بكرمك. إلهي وصفت نفسك باللطف والرحمة لي قبل وجود ضعفي. Oh Allah, even before I was born, you were kind with me. How? Because it was Allah who put love for you in the heart of your parents. First of all, why they decided to have a child. Then why they decided to keep the child. Why, like some people, they didn't ask for abortion. Why they wanted for me to have the best environment. Sometimes parents work hard for many years so that when they have a child, the child has a comfortable life. So even before we are born, Allah has made lots of planning. My mother becomes very kind and very, you know, concerned about me. The type of food that I need automatically comes, and my mother is able to feed me with the best food. Everything is the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before I am born, Allah has planned this for me. So now that you have been so kind with me, even before I was born and before I was expressing my need, أَفَتَمْنَعُنِي مِنْهُمَا بَعْدَ وُجُودَ ذَعْفِي. Now, are you going to deprive me from your kindness and generosity when I am a weak person, full of need? Now that I ask you for help, are you going to disappoint me? When I was not there to ask you, you gave me. Now, how is it possible to think that you are going to disappoint me? It's not possible. As we say in the dua in the months of Rajab, يَا مَنْ يُعْتِ الْكَثِيرَ بِالْقَلِيلِ يَا مَنْ يُعْتِي مَنْ سَأَلَهُ يَا مَنْ يُعْتِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُهُ. He gives a lot for those who have done a little. He gives to the people who have just asked him. But the third is that he gives to the people who has never asked him. Even they have not known him, Allah gives them. So, Imam says, I don't think you are going to reject my request when I am in great need. In this dunya, we are in great need. There are so many threats, so many risks, that even we don't know about them. You know, if you just think about so many problems that may happen when you wake up till you go to bed again, so many problems that can happen. And Allah saves us from them. When you, for example, drive, it's just enough one person out of hundreds of drivers that pass by, if he's careless, he can put you into trouble. If when you are eating, if one problem happens, then you may get suffocated. Many, many problems can happen. With children, they can burn themselves, they can, you know, injure themselves. Many things can happen. Lots of germs and viruses are around. If you go to the wrong place at the wrong time, then you may get it. So many ways to be vulnerable. So now that we are so much vulnerable, is Allah going to forget us? No. أَفَتَمْنَعُنِي مِنْهُمَا بَعْدَ وُجُودَ ذَعْفِي. Are you now going to deprive me from those love and mercy that you had for me when I was not even born? إِلَهِ إِنْ ذَهَرَتِ الْمَحَاسِنُ مِنِّي فَبِفَضْلِكَ وَلَكَ الْمِنَّةُ عَلَيْهِ. If something good comes out of me, if I have some good qualities, some good actions, some good intentions, some good thoughts, something good to show, it's all because of your fadl, because of your favor, because of your grace. وَلَكَ الْمِنَّةُ عَلَيْهِ. And you have obliged me. I cannot say, you know, I have done this and I oblige you. Anything good which comes from me is from you. So, I am not proud of myself. If I had any role, was just not to misuse the opportunity. The maximum that we human beings can do is when Allah offers His favor, you don't say no. You appreciate. Otherwise, you cannot yourself give yourself what you lack, as we said in the first night. So, in ظهرت المحاسن مني, if something good happens, appears on me, it's from you. وإن ظهرت المساوي مني, but if something bad happens, فبعدلك, it's because of your law of justice in the world. If I don't get good result in my exam, it's because there is a law in this world. This is justice of Allah, that those who are lazy and don't study, they shouldn't get good results. If I'm not careful about my health, so the justice of Allah requires that I will become ill. If I don't drive carefully, I would have accident. If I don't make proper decision at the time of marriage, I would have a, you know, miserable life. So, these are the problems that we go through, not because Allah has put us in this trouble, No, Allah has made a law, a system, a very balanced world. Everything that you do, you would see the result. When it comes to the good side, He doesn't just let you to work with the laws and regulations. He has lots of support for you. But when you say, I don't want your support, okay, he just lets you to see the outcome of your bad actions. Like for example, when a student doesn't study, the teacher says, okay, this is your mark. But if a student studies and appreciates, he said, this is your mark, and this is a bonus that I want to give you because you really worked hard. Unfortunately, students, when they get a good result, they say, I studied and this is my achievement. When they get bad result, they say the teacher is responsible. The exam was not good. Weather was too hot. They never accept the responsibility. But an honest person like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says to Allah, if there is anything bad happening, it's from me. You didn't do anything bad against me. This is your justice. وَلَكَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيَّ. You can question me. You can argue with me. I cannot argue with you. I cannot say, oh Allah, why I have such a messy life? This is what I have caused for myself. But if there is something good, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَهِ كَيْفَ تَكِلُنِي وَقَدْ تَكَفَّلْتَ لِي. How is it possible to think that you are going to leave me alone, to forsake me, while you have accepted to be my guardian? Allah is so kind that He has an offer for every human being. He says, I can be your wakil. I can be your wali. Do you want me to be responsible for you? Unfortunately, we put conditions. Say, let me think. Maybe I don't need you, na'uzu billah. We don't say this, you know, consciously or deliberately, but this is what we do. Allah says, I am able to be in charge of your affairs. But how many people say, ufawwidhu amri ila Allah, I submit my affairs to Allah? Only very little. Not many people. So, you have offered to be my guardian, to be my helper, my supporter. So, now that I want you to be my guardian, are you going to forget me? No, it's impossible. You cannot expect such a thing from Allah, that He says, I am ready to look after your affairs. And when you honestly say, please, look after my affairs, then He says, no, I don't want this. This is not what even a normal person does, let alone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَهِ كَيْفَ تَكِلُنِي وَقَدْ تَكَفَّلْتَ لِي وَكَيْفَ أُظَامُهُ وَأَنْتَ النَّاصِرُ لِي. How is it possible that I would be mistreated? I would be treated with injustice when you are my helper. If you are my helper, I am sure that whatever happens at the end would be for my benefit. Because you are not going to do zulm to me. You are not going to do anything bad with me. You are going to make sure that the best happens to me. So it is with this understanding that Imam Hussein has so much power, so much courage. If we don't understand these things, then we cannot explain Karbala. We cannot explain how this man is so persistent, so strong. Never complains Allah. You know, according to the Bible, Jesus, when He is crucified, He says, why God, you have forsaken me? But this is quite different from Imam Hussein. He never says, you have forsaken me. He never says that, you know, it seems that you have forgotten me. Even up to the last moment of his life, he's just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never feels that he is forgotten or forsaken. أَمْ كَيْفَ أَخِيبُ وَأَنْتَ الْحَفِيُّ بِ How can I ever be disappointed when you are so kind with me? You know, in dunya, there are always limitations, restricted opportunities. For example, if you want to become a medical doctor, there is a limit. It's not that all people, students can become medical doctors. There is a restriction in the university capacity. Or if everyone wants to become engineer. It's not possible. Or for example, when you want to have, for example, a good house, good location, best price. So it's not that such a thing is available for everyone. The one who finds first, he can get it. The other people cannot get it. So there are many limitations in this world. But there is no limitation for the success for a traveler towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all humanity decide to be good people, there is no limitation. Allah wouldn't say, we have enough people for heaven, so from now on we cannot accept any more people. You have to go to hell, so don't waste your time. This is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's policy. Allah says, if all of you want to be good, we don't have any problem. Interestingly, when I was, you know, reflecting on the verses of the Quran about resurrection, this is my conclusion. I don't know what is your take. But as far as I understand, when it comes to heaven, Allah says, Jannatan arduha as-samawat wal-ard. This heaven is so big that if you want to understand, it's like all these heavens and the earth. And you know, even the lowest heaven is much more than what we can imagine. Because all these stars and planets, this is just sama'ud dunya. And then we have six heavens above. So when it comes to heaven, the size is very, very big. But you don't find any place in the Quran which says hell is very big. The only thing is that Allah says whenever we ask hell, are you filled? It says, is there any more? It doesn't say that, why you have created me so big, you know, and there is no enough people. So the hell says, is there anyone more? I can take it. But it doesn't say that because I am too big, you have to give me some people so that I can fill my capacity, otherwise we'll be wastage. And according to some scholars, hell has a kind of plastic quality. So you put more, it grows. So you don't need to create it big. So if only one person goes to hell, it fills the hell. So it doesn't need, you know, to fill it with sending many people. So what I want to say is that there is nothing that forces us to feel the hell and to be deprived from going to heaven. There is no limitation. Indeed, all the support is for people to go to heaven. Allah has sent 124,000 prophets to say, please come to heaven. All the imams, all the holy people, all the books, to come and enjoy yourself in heaven. So, when there is such a provision for our success, how can I be disappointed? How can I be despaired? I can only be despaired and disappointed when I want something worldly. That is where we have lots of restrictions, conflicts between interests of people. But when it comes to the spiritual world, to closeness to Allah, there is no limitation and everyone can be satisfied. Indeed, when it comes to the spiritual world, not only your success doesn't stop me, your success helps me. In dunya, you can only succeed if someone fails. You can always get gold when someone gets silver or bronze. But in akhirah, if you get gold, it helps me. So there is no rivalry. There is a good cooperation. So there is no way to be disappointed when you work with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will be disappointed. Ha ana atawassalu ilayka bifaqri. So after acknowledging all these points, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, I am doing tawassul. I want to bring a means to attract your pleasure, your attention. What is my means? What is my wasila, my instrument? My acknowledgement of my poverty. Faqri. This is the best thing that I have to bring. I cannot bring anything other than poverty because I don't have anything. What can you take as a gift for Allah? You cannot take something from Himself and take as gift. You know, if I come to you, to your office, and take, you know, something from your office and say, this is my gift, you laugh at me. You took a pen from my desk and you are giving to me? So everything you take to Allah, in reality, you are taking from Him and then giving to Him. Even if you give your life to Allah, you are taking your life from Him and giving to Him. You give your money to Allah, you are taking from Him and giving to Him. So we have only one thing that it is from ourselves, and that is our poverty. Because Allah has no poverty. My poverty, my emptiness, this is the only thing that I have. So I want to take this to Allah. But then there is a challenge. وَكَيْفَ أَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِمَا هُوَ مُحَالٌ أَنْ يَصِلَ إِلَيْكَ. But the challenge is that when I want to take my poverty to Allah, there is no way to take poverty to Allah. Because poverty is only in this world, not in the divine world. I cannot take poverty there. Because it's absolutely rich. And another interpretation is that when a person goes with poverty towards Allah, he's no longer poor, he's the richest of the rich. You take poverty, but when you reach Allah, you are rich. Like a person who is ill, you know, sometimes this happens, you are ill. But when you go to doctor, you become okay. The doctor wants to examine you, there is no pain, no problem. So, or sometimes you have a question. When you find alim, you don't remember question. Or you understand yourself, the question. So, we take our poverty with ourselves to Allah, but when we reach there, now you are no longer poor. So, the best thing that we can really invest on to say that this is my wasila is acknowledgement of our need, our poverty. But if you acknowledge this, then Allah make you so rich that He gives you all the treasures of the world. For yourself, you can even give it to other people. Allah gives you the power of shafa'ah. Allah gives you the power of karama. Everything Allah gives to you. But provided that you are trustworthy. I give my checkbook to someone that I trust. But if he thinks that part of my money is for him, then I don't give him my checkbook. Like this man has a, you know, some problem. If I give him checkbook, he will misuse. But if he's a trustworthy, I say, please look after my checkbook. If you find that there is a good cause, you can write a check on my behalf. No problem. If you look at the story of Pharaoh and magicians, let it be my last point. The magicians were very business-minded because they were all doing this for dunya. So before they started bringing their magic, they said, let's fix the payment with Fir'aun. أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Is there any payment for us, any reward, if we defeat Musa? Because they were worried that maybe if they defeat Musa, Fir'aun forgets. So he said, let's fix it now. It's not a proper contract. What did Fir'aun say? Fir'aun said, نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Yes, there is reward for you, but something more. You would become muqarrab to me. You would be very close to me. What does it mean? It means that when you are muqarrab, don't talk about payment. I make you so close to me that whatever you want, you can benefit. Even you can give to other people. You can anytime come and see me. You can anytime do shafa'ah for other people. You are muqarrab. So do you understand? There are people who work for reward, and there are muqarrabun, that Allah says, you have whatever you want, for yourself and for other people. So, if we honestly admit our problems and our need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will make us so rich that we can even help other people. Unfortunately, our time is tonight short, so I go to the point. This is about true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who didn't just claim to be a lover. You know, it's very easy to claim. We all claim, you know, to be lover of Allah. But when the test comes, that's the time that you see very little are lovers. Kist aashiq ankitab parwanisan پروا کند جای در آتش ز شوق شمع بی پروا کند. Who is a lover of light and fire? Everyone says, I love, you know, fire and light. But a butterfly is a real lover, because goes so near to the fire that even burns itself so that can get maximum warmth and heat and light from the fire. So the true lover cannot stand very far, wants to get closer and closer and closer, even if his life is lost. Kist aashiq dar jahan chun sarvar azadegan کوب خون پاک خود اسلام را احیا کند. Who is a real lover like Hussein ibn Ali, that he gives his pure blood to God so that Islam can be revived, Islam can be restored? کیست عاشق آن که با ایثار کیست عاشق آن که با ایثار اکبر چون خلیل راز عشق بی نشان را در جهان افشا کند. Who is a true lover that can be like Hussein, who gave his Ali Akbar like Ibrahim Khalil, who gave his Ismail to Allah, and Hussein gave his son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that people can understand the secret of love. The love reaches the point that you are ready to give your most beloved son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is not an ordinary son, a son that reminds you of Rasulullah. Kist aashiq anke az darya barayad khoshk lab وز غم تفلان ز غیرت دیده را دریا کند. Another true lover is the one that who goes to the river but comes back while he is thirsty. He has access to water, he is responsible for giving water to everyone, but he doesn't feel that he should drink even a little of that water. He is a lover, a true lover, who when thinks about the children of Hussein, His own eyes becomes like river, and the tears flow from his eyes. جان به قربان علمداری که گر دستش فتاد درگه اعجاز چون موسا ید بیزا کند. May my life be ransom for that standard bearer, that although his hands were cut off, but when there is a need for someone to come and help, then you would see that his hands are not less than hands of Musa. When Allah gave him the miraculous power through his white hand. دست عباس دلاور گشت در میدان قلم تا بدان تومار مردی را به خون امضا کند. The hands of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas were cut off, but that was in order to use his hands as a pen to sign with his blood the protection of the lovers of Hussein from fire and the certificate of being a loyal person. در شمار چاکرانش گر درآید افتخار فخرها بر شهریاران همه بر شهریاران همه دنیا کند. If Allah gives us honor to be servant of Hussein and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, then we feel that we are more honorable than all the kings of the world. Being a servant of Hussein is better than being a king. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be with Muhammad and Al Muhammad in dunya and akhirah. May Allah enable us to inshallah follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in dunya so that we can be resurrected with them in akhirah. May Allah keep us and our children always on the right path. May Allah protect our youths from anything which is bad and disliked. May Allah bring security, peace, prosperity, justice to the people of the world by coming of Imam Zaman. May Allah make our Imam Zaman happy with us. May Allah make our Imam Zaman pleased with us. May Allah forgive all the marhumin, especially those who have given us love and knowledge for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Our parents, our foreparents, our teachers, our ulama. May Allah let them be with Imam Hussein alayhi salam right now. May Allah give shifa to all the people who are ill. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen.